We'll see.
Can you hear us?
Sound live. Good. There we go. Tate's going to fix it. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, Mr. Producer fixed it.
I fixed it.
So I was typing you guys.
I'm a G. I actually fixed it. I didn't have a fucking clue.
We had no idea. So what happened was, as we were saying, they tried to stop us.
Yeah, so let's start
again. They tried to shut us down.
They tried to shut us down. So what happened was, we start the show again. The reason there was a sound issue is because the police raided our house.
Took all our electronics.
Took our entire podcast studio, the computer, the cameras, everything. Cleaned us out of 150 grand's worth of equipment, trying to stop us doing emergency meetings. And I just sent a text message to my assistant, said, buy it all again so they can keep it. You still have it, police. You think you're going to keep it for months and slow us down? You can't stop me
down. Keep it forever.
Keep it forever. I'm top striker, top G. You can't stop me. I'll just buy new shit. So I'm sitting here with a fresh setup. I don't even know how it fucking works. Mr. Producer. So this is why we're going to have a few more issues on this show than normal, because everything is fresh out the box.
So what happened is the Tates used buy more and it was super effective.
Yeah.
They tried to shut us down.
We said buy it all again. And then we had to set it up, but the guy, like the tech guy, he's away. So I had to set it up myself.
And James.
Yeah. James, the guy whose name we can't say.
Yeah.
I'm the best producer, obviously. So I worked it all out. I worked out the sound. Bro, police said we're going to take your podcast studio. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
I'm take your cameras in case you're criminals.
Take them.
What am I going to do? Take pictures of myself doing crimes? Like, what are you going to find on my memory cards? Me robbing banks.
Idiots. So we just bought it all again. That's what I do. I send text messages, spend 150 G's. You can't stop me. I'm Mr. Producer.
He is Mr. Producer. I have to admit, he did fix the sound.
I did fix the sound.
I'm starting to believe that he might actually be Mr. Producer.
Wait, let's test. Can you hear the sound effects, guys?
Woo! Yoga, fire!
I need to know if they can hear that.
Yoga,
fire! Can you hear the sound effects? Everyone's saying woo. Get the likes up. Yeah, press that like button, everyone. Everyone can hear the sound effects. Everyone press that like button. It does something. Schmalgorithm. Press the button.
For the schmalgorithm.
Schmalgorithm. Press the button.
Trying to get a
child, Jay Borgmeister. Can't stop the top G. Now
don't touch that chat. Coat.
Should I sleep with my ex-girlfriend's best friend? You haven't already, you punk-ass bitch. Get it done. For the Joe Exotic Fund. Got free Joe Exotic. Can't forget about him.
Yeah, can't forget about it. So yeah, Super Chats. Let's read about the Super Chats.
When you're going to come visit Scotland, you guys are a major inspiration. Much appreciated. We might do some driving in England. If I'm in Scotland, you'll see it on Instagram. If you could catch me, I'll shake your hand and take a picture. But I'm hard to catch. I'm hard to pin down. I'm hard to track.
Jay Borden,
I'm an outlaw.
They can't stop the top G. You're right. They can't. Listen, let's take a second and let's analyze. Interpol raided my house, took all my electronics.
Everything.
Phones, laptops.
I just bought it all again. Like, you don't know about me. I bought a new iPhone to send a text message to buy a new podcast studio. Here I am. They're probably watching this shit right now.
They can watch us.
Hey, police. I'm Mr. Producer. I'll buy new cameras, Mr. Producer.
Apparently you're trending on TikTok.
Of course I fucking am. Of course I am.
The truth will set you free.
Top G.
The truth will go viral.
Top striker. We're going to rewrite the Mr. Producer song for the next episode. Mr. Producer, I'll buy new cameras. Mr. Producer, what rhymes with camera? What rhymes with stuff?
Mr. Producer, I'll buy new cams. Mr. Producer, I got fast hands.
Mr. Producer, your mom likes it rough. Mr. Producer just buys new stuff.
That's a good one.
Mr. Producer, you ain't stopping me. Fuck off.
Ain't no one stopping us.
Ain't no one stopping us. Right.
Ain't no one stopping us.
So what's on the agenda for
today? Ain't no stopping us now.
So what's the agenda? So the police came to the house. They ain't doing shit
to
me.
Stuff.
I'm still free. Here I am on the street.
We were free the entire time, by the way.
Top
but just so everyone knows, we were free this entire time.
Top it's striker. Fine. Someone just wrote, Andrew didn't let me get a pick at the Tyson Fury fight. You know what? I was at the Tyson Fury fight in the crowd, and because I'm viral on TikTok, every 5 seconds. Picture, bro. And I don't mind giving pictures, but then it was getting rowdy and like dudes were trying to like threaten me and I'd tell some guy to get fucked and he was like 10 of them and I was like, I'm going to have to kill these 10 motherfuckers.
It's too much. Like if you can get us on our own, we're always polite, but when it's fucking, when it's too much, it's too much.
And shit. It's too many people.
Oh, but also one thing. If you see me and I'm on a date, like sitting down with a girl across a dinner table or smoking a cigar and talking to a woman, don't fucking walk over and interrupt me. I will punch you in the face.
Or say, hi, I like your work. Bye. But don't like make us come and see your friends.
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, go. Can I take a picture? No, please.
We're
please.
Trying to fuck pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So what other super chats do we have here? Ken Top G shout out Ben. I won't say the last name. I can't for £5, my friend. No, sorry. I'm not brokey.
Yeah, we're not broke.
We're not brokey. Hey, Tate, you a baddie. All right, so we've got some super chats. Boom. So the police, please try to stop us, but that's old news.
Yeah, please can't stop us. It's over now.
It's over now.
It's all good. It's all good.
Literally can't.
We're unstoppable. Yeah, it's all fine.
We're literally unstoppable people. On my Instagram, there's a picture of me during my police interview. And I nailed it because I told them the truth. I was like, listen, bitches lie. Even the policeman laughed.
Hoes lie, man.
Hoes lie. I was like, bro, you're a man. Bitches lie.
Hoes make shit up, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Of course it's true. Come on. Right. So what's the agenda for today? We've written an agenda. I was so busy setting up these cameras. I don't think we've written shit.
I'm smoking. Agenda. I'm going to smoke.
Fine.
Emergency meeting over?
No. All right. So we have got an agenda because a lot of amazing things have happened. First things first, we've got to do G of the Week because we haven't had a G of the Week in a while.
And you told me you're going to surprise me with G of the Week because I had someone who I wanted. I'm going to give an honorary mention while you're setting up your G of the Week. Okay. To that chick, that inmate who was in American jail. We haven't got a picture and got three other girls pregnant. She's in a woman's jail because she's a woman, obviously. And she's just, you know, getting some girl on girl action going. And she got three of the women pregnant. So shout out to him, to her, because she's just smashing it, man. I know people who have been in jail and they haven't had a good time like she has. There's no men around. Obviously, she's just trying to get some girl-on-girl action, some sexual gratification somehow. And she got some women pregnant. Women been fucking women in prison forever. That's just the way it is. It's 2022. Don't be a bigot. That was going to be my G of the Week.
Super chat here. Let me read it out. We got... my first $16,000 month in HU. Can't thank you enough. Top G, Trigger John. Respect, Chief Neef. Top G, top
well
striker.
Well
listen,
done.
Listen. Hustlers University's got 31,000 students now. And I want to give you all a quick breakdown. This is something I put on Twitter, but I actually want to read it out. And I'm going to read it from my phone because I want to read it verbatim. Because I wrote it from my private fucking jet like a boss. So let me find it exactly. While I find it, you smoke at them.
I'll smoke them, all right. What's that shit called? ASMR, when retards listen to shit going quiet?
I don't know. Is that a thing?
When they do shit into microphones. Jack Murphy.
Oh, yeah, we've got to talk about him as well.
Do right. We?
So, yeah, here we go. I want to, guys, pay attention. This is actually very serious. I wrote this and it's serious. Listen.
This is G of the Week.
Because this guy, we got Chief Neef, just made his first $16,000 a month in HU. I see so many videos on YouTube of guys who are making their first $10,000, $20,000 a month in
even
HU.
$1,000.
Yeah, even $1,000. If you invest $49 a month and make $1,000 a month, that's a very good investment. I'll take that investment right now. That's smart. It's an amazing investment. And we have 30,000 students in Hustlers University. And I want to say something quickly, guys. Listen, no bullshit. Don't be impressed that I got 30,000 people to join HU. Be impressed that I keep 30,000 people subscribed. That means 30,000 people are making more than they invest. Making more money than they invest each month. No traditional school does that. No traditional university does that. They rip you off, take all your money, and they don't give you anything back. Let me read this quickly. If you were lent $100,000 in
cash. Slow it down. Don't read it quickly. Slow it down. Listen to this carefully. I want everyone to listen to this very carefully. Read it nice and slow.
Trying to get a nut. Now get on
I want you to take this information.
Don't touch that coat.
Don't touch that coat.
Yeah, you're right. This is important.
This is important. Read this is a very important life philosophy for you younger guys out there as well, thinking of going to university. Just hear me out. Hear him out.
Listen, if you were lent $100,000 in cash for any purpose on the planet you wanted, and education had to convince you that their service was worth $100,000, they would monumentally fail. The scam is that you can only access the lent money for education. So you don't evaluate the true value of said education / money. The cash exists in a vacuum with no investment competition. The 100K of education is not compared to 100K of crypto or 100K of real estate or starting your own business because the other options are not available with the money. If they were, in a fair market, education would fail to struggle any investors at all. If you could take $100,000 and invest in anything you wanted, nobody would choose education because everybody knows the ROI is so low. There are so many better options. With an absolute lack of competition for the investment funds, the educational systems have spiraled costs ridiculously beyond inherent value, along with providing an unimpressive product. Zoom classes.
Zoom classes.
You're learning more in this emergency meeting for free than you would in a Harvard Zoom class for $100,000. Mm-hmm. They give you zero guarantees of employment, zero guarantees of return on investment. In a fair market, if people didn't make money with the educational systems they were taught, they'd simply stop investing. So in a fair market, people would stop going to school because they'd realize it's a waste of money. But you can only access the money for school. And this is why the educational scam refuses to operate in a fair market. The loans are pegged to the scam because the educational system would collapse if the game wasn't rigged. A degree is more expensive every year, yet more of them exist every year because there's more graduates. Double inflation. Scarcity equals value. Degrees are not scarce. They mean nothing. And every year, loser peons celebrate graduation. 99.9% remain broke forever. And the ones who make money didn't make it from the degree. They made it from something else.
Yep.
Hustlers University has 30,000 people subscribed. Don't be impressed that I've amassed 30,000 students. Be impressed that I retained 30,000 people from all around the world. People from Africa, people from the poorest countries on earth are still making more money than they invest. If someone who barely speaks English from the poorest country on earth can make more than he invests, so can you. All students are earning more than they've invested because I couldn't retain them any other way. I don't exist in a vacuum. My university is competing with every other dollar investment on the planet. The cost of my teachings are fairly compared against any other possible investment, and I've proved myself to be ultra competitive. Effectively, there is no better way to invest money than HU. So with Hustlers University, every single person who invests $49 is sitting there going, what else could I do with this $49 as opposed to HU, which would be better for my future? And there is no other option. There's no other competition. Yep. $49 is lunch. It's lunch or access to an entire month of money-making information with some of the most qualified war room professors on the planet. There's no competition. It's simply the best value product on the planet. If you could find a better way to invest $49 that will provide more access to genuinely life-changing knowledge than Hustlers University, I recommend you do it. But once you understand HU is simply the best possible investment on the planet, you are failing yourself if you do not join. Once you accept it is the best possible spend of $49, if you don't then join afterwards, you are begging to fail. Do not fail yourself. Let's keep this very simple. You will make more money than you invest. And that's the key to getting rich. Shout out to the HUGs.
Shout out to the HUGs. Now, with the super chats are coming in, I'm going to cover them as we go. First things first. I have seen a video going around of some geek who's 14 says, hi, my name's Tristan and I something, something, and I'm a geek. And everyone's like, is this Tristan Tate at 14? That is not me. Of course it's not me. The video is like 1 year old and it is filmed on an iPhone. They didn't exist when I was fucking 14. Stop asking if that's me. Of course it isn't me. Look at his fucking arms. He's a geek. Anyway.
So it's you.
It's not me.
So it might be you.
It's not me at all.
Have you done a DNA test?
To test if I'm that guy?
Yes.
Are we going to talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard? It's a yes or no question.
How are we? I mean, I don't know.
What do you think of Amir Khan getting his watch robbed?
That's London.
That's London.
Fuck. London's a shithole. Anyway, let's go back to G of the Week. So we talk about Hustlers University. We're talking about G of the Week.
Yeah,
now,
sorry.
The video for G of the Week, even Tristan doesn't know what this is. But Tristan, this video. Now, I know you people are going to not understand why I chose this. But I am a multidimensional thinker. So when I see a surface level idea, I see how it applies to everything. If you tell me the sky is blue, I think of how that applies to everything. From how the aircraft fly through the sky, from the reflection of the sky on the water. I think about all these things, right? You only think about the sky being blue, but I think multidimensionally. Now, this video I'm about to show is so
retarded.
It's so awful and so wrong. But if you believe the things the video says, the way it extrapolates and applies to society as a whole is actually a very interesting thought experiment. Because if you actually look at this information, consider it to be true as a thought experiment, and then extrapolate it and apply it to all the systems of society, you sit there and go, this is just a mess. And for that reason, this naked character with a pink unicorn head is G of the Week. And I want everyone to accept that I'm Mr. Producer and I get to choose any G of the Week I fucking want.
Wait. Let me get this straight. This is the first time I've seen this video, and he's saying that being straight is promoted by the people who are in control of the world to create a labor force of cheap workers, and they want to free the working class from heteronormativity because everyone's actually gay. How is that guy the G of the week?
That's true. Because if you accept what he says is true, it's just like the whole world's fucked. Like, what? How does anything make sense if that makes sense? Nothing makes sense. I just watched it and I was flabbergasted. I watched that video 3 times.
I kept hearing the fucking Venga Boys playing. I was like, what are you doing? Oh, you'll see later. What the fuck is this?
It's G of the week.
That, look, we should have gone with my inmate making people pregnant. I came from the cold, used to rest on the floor. I stitched up my wounds, was born a
soldier. Flipping the struggle, I'm taking it worldwide. He's G of the week.
Okay.
So are you happy with my choice for G of the week?
No.
Okay, so now I've got another G of the week.
Andrew, where did you get that black t-shirt? Super chat.
Trying to get a nut. Now get on out here. Damn. Don't touch that coat.
I don't know which black t-shirt you're talking about, but I buy most of my black t-shirts in Zara. But yeah. when you're built like me, they look good.
I'm from Argentina. I want to say I'm going to be in the war with Syria. I'm going to die to attempt it. Well done. Can you touch on the detriments of weak will?
Sure.
Wait, first of all, Ronan, this is from my man Joe Exotic. I'm listening from the gym, 100 Canadian. I appreciate that. Respect that. Can you touch on the detriments of weak will?
Yeah, you're a little pussy-ass bitch. You can't stop himself from jerking off.
Literally, I was going to say the exact same thing.
Oh, I can't stop jerking
off. That's the human condition. Oh, I'm hungry. I have to eat. I'm tired. I have to sleep. We preach against this all the time.
Hi, guys. Help me. I can't stop jerking off. What's the bad?
What you have to understand is your brain, listen to me very carefully because it's going to sound like something stupid, but this is actually true. Your hands are controlled by your brain. If you can't stop fucking drinking, jerking off, watching porn and typing Pornhub into your little keyboard, that is nobody's fault but yours. There's no such thing as weak will. Your hands are controlled by your brain. Use your brain and control your fucking hands.
Yeah, we should ban him for life. There's a lot of G's because Elon bought Twitter. That's going to be interesting. But also another G of the week. I'm going to give this out. We've got a test if you guys can hear me.
This better not be stupid.
It's not stupid, bro. This is important. Can you guys still hear me when I got the graph up? Can you still hear me? Because I got the graph up.
The graph is up. Can you hear it with the graph?
Can you hear me with the graph up?
One moment. The graph just came up.
Mr. Producer. Can you hear me?
Yes, they can hear. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they can.
Yeah, they can. Bros, yes.
Oh, okay.
Good. Oh, we're good.
So this is the Russian ruble. So my man, Big P, I don't want to talk too much about it on this entertainment show, but let's put it this way. We enacted sanctions on Russia. We are now suffering from monumental inflation and fuel and food shortages. We crashed the Russian ruble and destroyed the economy. And now it's reached all-time highs and Russia's richer than it was before the war.
So
he's a G. How are you? The worst sanctions in history. 2 weeks later, he's fixed it totally. Yeah,
the people in charge of the United States are inept.
Inept.
Totally inept. I don't even want to get political. Yeah. They are inept.
I don't want to get political either.
And they were outsmarted on the chessboard by the king.
Big P.
VP.
And if you want to work out how he did it, you can look up how he's charging rubles exclusively for Russian gas. And he's also talking about pegging the ruble to the US dollar, pegging the ruble to gold. It's very, very interesting because no longer Russia or most states trust US dollar debt as a sovereignty sovereignty hedge because...
Don't get too technical, bro.
Okay, yeah. All right. So look it up on Twitter.
He won! How did it. He won. Look at the chart. It went up.
Yeah, the chart there we went go. Up. He won. Putin won. The chart went up. Big P.
Yeah.
Big P. So he's G of the week. Big P's G of the week. Wait.
Well.
A fucking second.
What are you, split screening?
You're fucked.
What do you mean I'm fucked? I'm not fucked.
You are.
What the fuck are you doing? Triple
us. Triple us.
This is not a thing.
How? 3 producers on one show.
There's 3 of me. It doesn't even look good.
Oh, you're fucked now. What about this? You can't do shit. 3 of me. We're gonna bring the gay unicorn.
All right, that is good.
Woo!
That is good. All right, you're killing it. That
I'm
is
the
good.
Best producer in history.
All right.
You have never seen a show on these levels.
Can we talk about my new car, please?
I'm enjoying this monumental mash. of information.
Can you end this?
No.
We got to talk about my new car.
Do we?
Yeah. We'll talk about my new car.
But now I know that's possible. You're at perma threat. You need to live ready. Because at any time, any place, I can strike.
If you start putting that unicorn shit when I'm talking, I will leave the podcast together.
Oh no, I'll get Jada Smith back. I'm going. Woo!
So can we talk about my new car? We don't have the video, do we?
No, we don't have the video. Did you prepare the video?
Yeah, I did. I sent it to fucking your mate.
What, your mate James?
Yeah, your mate James. I sent it to James, said hi.
If you send me the video now on Telegram, I can get it on the Mr. Producer. Because I am the producer. Okay. If you can do that, I can get it here.
Give me a moment.
I'm that guy.
Okay. It's on Telegram. You got it. You got it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about my new car. No spoilers. So, me and Andrew tend to make joint decisions.
Did you send it as a
file on Telegram?
Yeah, but to me personally or in a group?
You personally?
You might send it to the wrong Telegram. Gee, it's not here. Mr. Producer. Listen, this is not my bad producing. This is your bad providing. You got to provide the producer with what he needs.
I think it might be both. What's the Telegram chat called?
Chat? What do you mean? Scorpio here. There, send it to me there.
Okay, here.
See, you're messing around and people want entertainment. I could have had the unicorn.
Yeah, all right, listen.
And you don't let me put the unicorn in the
screen. So, ladies and gentlemen.
I could have the unicorn.
Me and Andrew tend to make joint decisions when it comes to cars. Now, I don't know. This has not come out on Take Confidential yet. I don't know who follows me on Instagram. We've got to plug our Instagrams after this. But I don't do it.
Just talk. Don't worry.
I will leave. I will leave the show.
No, just talk. No, it's just like a side.
I'm leaving the show.
Just talk quickly. Tell them about the car.
I'm going to quit this show. We've got about 4,000 people. Hit the like button, guys. Hit the like button. We've got 4,000 people watching. I want you to hit the like button because we're now at a record of viewership. Viewership record.
Let's put the steady cam on. That's right, Christina. Dance, baby. Dance. Scott's home with the kids. We're going to party tonight. Yeehaw. Yeah, you only want me because you're straight and I'm straight because we got to procreate because Scott needs something to watch. Look at Christina all horny.
Turn this off.
Look at her horny face.
You're interrupting
me. If you look at her horny face, I'll turn it off. I promise I wreck you. Woo!
There's some super chats we need to answer after this. Some of these, can you see them?
I can see fucking everything. I'm Mr. Fucking Producer.
So you can see these super chats because you can answer these. Right. So me and Andrew tend to make joint decisions when it comes to cars. But Andrew was in London and I was bored and I saw a car I really, really wanted. So I have purchased what I think is the coolest car in our collection. And we're going to run a poll about whether you think the car is cool or not. So I don't know who here is from the Eastern Bloc, who here knows about Russian supercars, who's from the former USSR. But I have purchased something very, very special. Andrew, Mr. Producer, can you play the video?
I'm trying. I need a little bit longer.
A little bit longer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, even the Bugatti, even cooler than the Bugatti.
Is it cool?
The people are saying it. And I am going to Tesla. Fucking Tesla. Teslas aren't Russian. Back the fuck up with your bullshit.
All right. Why is this not? Nah, it's a .mov file. I can't play those. I'm sorry.
You can't play it. All right.
I got another video. I got another video though. I can play.
I quit the show. Do the super chats. I quit the show.
You can't quit the show.
I quit the show.
Why?
Because I can't show my video. I can't.
Show it on your phone. Here, as producer, I will zoom it. Boom. Show them.
Where's the camera? There.
See, I've got answers for everything. Don't worry about me. You bought a fucking Lada.
That is a 1979 Lada 1500. My 1979 Lada 1500 was made in Moscow 9 years before I was born. And I think it is fucking awesome. I think it's the best car we currently own. So we're going to do a vote of whether the Lada is a great car or not. We're going to do a poll.
Let's do these super chats quickly. Of all the chess
pieces, you read through them. I'll do the thing.
Of all the chess pieces, why have you selected the knight of your logo of your tape brand? Base takes you to remember because the knight is a supportive piece. It's one of the most important supportive pieces, and also it can the only piece that can jump over other pieces. It supports its brothers. It works with the team, and it jumps behind enemy lines like a SEAL Team 6.
And there's two knights.
That's right. That's why I'm the knight. You know what? Talking about the knight, I could literally
actually... Do the super chats first. I know what you're going to say. Do the super chats first. First do the super chats, and then get to this.
Fine. I'm going to do the super chats for you.
I've done the poll. Now read the super chats. If you seriously,
I just, do the super chats. I just like it. It makes me happy. Can you just give me a little bit of my life to be happy?
No.
Please.
I don't want you happy if this is what it takes. If this is what you being happy looks like, I'm not
muted
interested.
It now. So everyone just ignore it. So doing super chats. Right. Next. Cobra Tate, I want to have detailed discussion about women at the top of the food chain. I'm inviting you from my villa, da 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 da. Bruv, listen. If you want to ever meet me in person, you must follow the white path. Right? The white path is something which is described inside the war room. And the war room is a very serious organization that has a very, very organized and clear structure. Out of respect for the war room, I can't have this gay thing on there. Okay, I take it back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, we ain't got time to just have meetings with dudes. I mean, there are 4,000 people here.
So yeah, you got to climb the white path of the war room because certain things about you must be qualified as an individual before I can speak to you. It's like trying to teach algebra to a pigeon. Until you follow the white path, you're not ready for Morpheus to free your mind. I could talk at you all day long. It won't change how you behave and how you act.
Yeah.
Not until you're prepared. You must open your mind to be ready for the wisdom. That's what the white path is for. Inside of the war room, there's a very, very organized and systemized... What's the word I'm looking for?
Heteronormativity.
Hemoglobin. No, there's a very, very organized system in which I speak to members. I meet every single member in person. That always happens. However, it's not simply a matter of, hey, can we meet? How much? Da, da, da. I can't be bought.
Yeah.
When you are ready to learn, I am ready to teach. So I'll see you inside the war room, and I will see you atop Mount Wudan. There's a white path. It is dimly lit, but we will guide the way. Next.
The car is crap. Fuck you, Smithy.
You can ban him.
Your profile picture is a BMW. You know what that means? That means the BMW is the best thing you can afford. And let me tell you something. The Lada might not be that great if all you can afford is a Lada. But when you have a $5 million Bugatti and you go to pick a chick up in your 1979 Lada, you're a fucking G.
He's right.
Because you got the options.
Right. He's right. No, you're actually right.
It's like being a billionaire and having a bunch of tailored suits and going to the club in a pair of fucking swim shorts. Fuck you. If all you can afford is a pair of shorts, you ain't getting in. You're a nerd. So you got your profile picture of some BMW. And BMWs aren't bad, but that's the best you got. And you're hating on my Lada? Let me tell you something. My Lada is part of a collection that exceeds $12 million.
Exceeds the value of your life. The value of your life.
You will not earn that much money if you live to be 5,000 years. So why don't you back the fuck up?
It's true. We're not,
nerd.
It's true. No, like if I say to girls, I'm coming to pick them up and I say, which car should I take? They actually say the Lada.
Yeah, they do.
Because they know
it's fun.
Cars. It's fun.
Four gear manual. It's hilarious.
Right. Come down to the coast of Bulgaria. We'll do sooner or later, my friend. Tate Brothers, yeah. I want to send something to you. Is there an address you can PM me?
No, sorry, bro. If we don't know you, ain't giving me. You ain't sending me shit.
Follow the white path, my friend.
Yeah. In the war room, you can send me shit, maybe.
Of all the chess pieces, why we selected the knight.
Yeah,
I told
you know
him. Boom, 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 boom. If I missed a super chat, guys, hit me up again. Don't be a brokey. But, you know, I'm Mr. Producer. I'm busy. I got things going on. I'm doing my best.
Yeah, we're trying to get him. We're trying to get him.
Right. So what else are we going to talk about?
How only me and you have the power to do that thing that other people don't.
Yeah. So what was it? What was the super chat?
No, we were going to talk about this anyway. The super chat just was leading you onto it. I just said, like, read the super chats.
Right. If I play this video, it's going to demonetize us because...
Don't play it. But then also, we don't need the money. But
I don't want to get the video.
We're trying to raise money for Joe Exotic.
Yeah, but I don't want to get the episode taken down.
Yeah. Don't play. What is it? No, don't play. Don't play videos that are going to get banned.
All right. So listen. I didn't even decide. I realized yesterday that I can actually, genuinely, right now, nothing is stopping me from becoming Batman.
Nothing.
I have a Batcave.
Okay. Yep.
I have an Alfred.
Okay.
I have a Batmobile, a Bugatti.
Yep.
I can fight.
Yep.
Rich as fuck.
We can afford body armor and all the crap that
all
Batman
the crap
needs.
Can buy it all. I'm charismatic. There is nothing stopping me putting on a suit and being Batman. Not pretending to be Batman. Actually 100% being
stopping
Batman.
Criminals. The only problem is I ain't trying to fuck with anyone's business. I respect people out there trying to make a bit of money dealing drugs. I'm going to go beat them up.
But I could do that. And all you other people can't do that. You can't just go be Batman.
You can't be Batman. I'm sorry.
Does that not upset you a little bit that I can just become Batman and you have to sit there and watch Batman movies and think I'll never be Batman?
James Bond's better than Batman.
I'm James Bond too.
Yeah.
We're both of them.
We're both of them.
We'll flip a coin.
I'll be one, you be the other.
I'm in the Aston DBS when I'm James Bond. I'm in the Bugatti when I'm Batman. There ain't nothing. Listen, I put both.
Or the Lambo.
Bro.
That's Batman.
Or the Lambo. I put all this on my Instagram. You can see it all. I want to play videos of my Lamborghini and my DBS now just to teach them all a lesson.
I can be, though, Casey Ryback.
They don't even know. I bet someone here say who Casey Ryback is.
Can someone please tell the world who Casey Ryback is? Somebody. Because Casey Ryback might even beat James Bond. James Bond cries about women more than Casey Ryback.
Yeah, but James Bond cries in a pool.
James Bond from the books is undefeatable. The original character, they just tried to assassinate him. It's a psyop.
It is a psyop. Does anyone here know Casey Ryback?
No one knows who Casey Ryback is. Nice. Seagal, Under Siege. Under Siege, Seagal. Navy SEAL from Under Siege. Nice. Nice. I'm glad you know I can be Casey Ryback. I just need to grow this hair out a little bit. And I would be Casey Ryback. If I was on a U.S. Navy destroyer that was hijacked by terrorists looking to sell its nukes by offloading them to a North Korean sub, I would stop them. I just would. I would stop them.
Would you actually?
If I was cooking in the kitchen and they locked me in the freezer, yeah, I'd stop them. If I was on a train and a cyber nerd who built a space weapon was controlling it from the moving train that was in dark territory, and I was trying to transport my niece across the country and chill and bake a cake, I could stop them with Aikido. I could. I 1,000% could. Thank you very much. And everyone likes the Lada. Let's end that poll.
I don't know how to end polls. You end the poll.
End of the poll. 76% yes on the Lada. 24% haters in here. 24% haters. You know what? That's fine.
Because the police took all my stuff, nothing is organized anymore. I might have to go down that police station and just
bend the bars and take my shit back.
I'm thinking about it.
It's Batman then.
Because that's what Batman would do, isn't it?
I want my computers back. Give them back.
I've come here for my computers. Oh, you cannot have the computers. You're under investigation. I do the investigating.
Where are they?
They ready.
Lada's the real deal. Thank you, my Estonian brother. You know, Lada's the real fucking deal.
Right. We're almost there because I have a video of me being James Bond that I need to play.
Okay.
So we're almost there. But then that, it's all copyright and shit.
Don't get us banned
again. Everyone's out to get us, bro.
Everyone, they're all out to get us.
Why are they out to get us? Why? Why does the Matrix hate us so much? It's because we free minds.
Is it because, yeah, you know what? It's because we live the way that no one else can and no one else does.
No one else has the balls.
People
with our money is like busy hiding.
Yeah.
Ooh, hide behind my gate with my bodyguard.
And you know, and that's part of the reason why the Romanian media and a lot of people have been talking shit about us. Like people, let me tell you something. People who run newspapers are successful. University educated person. Oh, I own this newspaper. I'm a successful dude, blah, blah, blah. They've, you know, gone to school, set up their little business. All these people who hate us are quote unquote successful people. And to us, they're broke. They're like, what are these guys doing? They must be doing something wrong. Let's talk shit about them and say that they're criminals and kidnappers because they must be. How the fuck do they have a $5 million Bugatti? It's because I know Aikido.
Yeah,
they spent no time learning Aikido and they don't understand why they're still poor.
That's right, the brokies.
Don't hate me.
You have to learn Aikido.
Yeah.
I talked about this in another one of my very interesting videos, which I'd actually like to play. It's a tape speech about unlocking your mind. Anyone who's here watching this, at the end of this emergency meeting, I'd like you to go to the last tape speech I released called Unlocking Your Mind. And I talk about how I can use Aikido in the dream realm to affect reality in real time. And because I've mastered that ability, because I've done it so flawlessly, I can now use Aikido in real life. They arrested me and I was sitting there and I just did Aikido.
Aikido, yeah.
Here I am. People are like, how do you do this? Aikido.
Yeah, exactly.
Duh. Don't you watch Take Confidential?
Don't you see how we do things? We're sitting in our house. Aikido, we're on a jet. It's Aikido. Yeah.
Simple.
People don't understand that I am the Intercontinental WWE Champion.
I agree with you. You are. Right. We have other guys here. Super chat. Thank you very much. When Will Hate You will be $99 a month very soon. Once we get to 40,000 members, which should happen in about a week or so, we're going to put the price up. So if you're ever going to join, get joined now and be grandfathered in. Last guy, what's the best advice you give to a 16-year-old that finished high school and not planning on going to uni?
Aikido. Learn Aikido.
Learn Aikido. And you only learn Aikido along the white path, my friend. So join HU, get the money, then join War Room. Right. On to the very, very important subject of the day.
What is the very important subject of the day? Because I don't even know what this is.
You don't know where you don't know.
I was chilling by the pool with my boy Nigel Thomas. And you said it's an emergency meeting.
It is an emergency.
And I came in here and you have a bunch of videos. So I don't know what you're going to show.
Christina's been cheating on me.
Okay.
Unlike Scott Adams, I ain't watching the kids. But what happened was she was with Scott Adams.
Okay.
And then Scott Adams was watching the kids and she was moving the cam. And then I caught her cheating. And now she's back moving the cam again, but she's begging. But she was putting up things to annoy Scott. And I don't know if I should take her back or not.
Okay.
She went golfing with some geek. And she put it up like, I love to play golf with some dudes like grabbing her up.
Yeah.
But I don't really give a shit because she ain't really my chick. She's just my camera holder.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I didn't really get cheated on like Scott. Scott's there watching the kids.
Any excuse to play with some guy's balls.
Hole in one. So yeah, so Christina, but she's back moving the cam now. Put a poll up if we should, if Christina's doing a good job on cam. Because if she's not doing a good job
on cam. Fire her or not? Fire her or keep her?
Fire Christina or keep her. But okay. I was tempted just to keep her for the rest of emergency meetings at the end of human time. As well as that, I heard some geek was talking shit about us. You know who this geek is? Where is it? This geek. There's some a geek? Guy with a really big podcast.
Okay.
Who actually genuinely spoke a ton of shit about me.
Okay,
go on. Insulted me loads, saying like I'm an incel and I don't get pussy.
Jesus Christ.
This guy on the left said I don't get pussy.
Okay, show me.
No, Tristan. He actually was saying this guy doesn't know about girls. That guy. He looks like he tries to make best friends with kids at the park.
He definitely does. He drives a creepy blacked out van. And has a Pornhub subscription to extra, skip the ads.
Extra premium.
Yeah, extra premium.
He looks like it's the kind of guy, oh, I'll take you for ice cream. Don't tell your mom. Yeah. He's one of them.
Yeah, he is.
He supposedly has a big podcast. I had no idea who this guy was, right? So someone sent me this link. I looked it up. There's this heifer, this out of shape dude. And then there's some other really out of shape chick. And then I realized, obviously, they're just jealous because they're both obese.
No, here's the thing. You know what? I'm going to defend him. Can I defend him for half a second? If I was him, I'd hate us too, or you. I don't know if he came at both of us or you. I don't watch his fucking channel. I don't watch fat dudes. Why the fuck would I listen to him? If I was him, I'd hate us. I'd hate you. Of course he does. Of course he does. Don't get mad at the dude. He's fat. He's short. He's clearly lonely. He's wearing fucking baggy ass shorts. Was he American? He looks fucking amazing. He dresses American. Yeah, I'm in my tailored $10,000 suits without a geeky hat on. I haven't got a pedo mustache. I got all the women. I got money. I got the Bugatti. I got the jet.
It's true, but no.
Of course he hates us.
Of course, but it's just an amazing lack of self-awareness for somebody like that. It's actually almost an impressive lack of self-awareness for someone like that to look at someone like me who's as accomplished as I am with every genetic gift God can possibly bestow and to sit there with your gut, literally sit there with your gut.
Okay.
And go, this guy doesn't,
he doesn't get women.
Like, I don't know if he's just deluded. Like, it's actually an incredible, it's actually almost an impressive level of delusion.
Yeah, well, let me ask a question. Let me ask a question to people like him who will say shit like that about people like us. Men complain all the time, oh, women just like guys with money. Women only like guys who are 6 foot plus. Women only like guys who blah, blah, blah. Everything you guys complain about women only like describes me. So if the women aren't fucking me, who are they fucking? You? The short, poor guys? People, oh, women only like money. Women only date you if you're 6 foot tall. Oh, the Tates don't get laid. How the fuck do you connect those two things and make them make sense? I'm 6 foot fucking four, 110 kilograms. I got my fucking muscles. I got my cars. I got my big ass house. I got the jacuzzi.
Aikido.
Would you like to come on a date and drink some champagne, sit in the jacuzzi with me? No, I want to date the fat guy with a podcast who's short. If they're not fucking me, who are they fucking?
So I have genuinely not watched the episode. All I know is he was insulting me. I actually tried to watch the episode to do like an important
But bro,
you know what the worst thing about him? The worst thing about him is not only is he a mouth breather, because he's really overweight. But worse is he's not even intelligent. He's not compendious. He can't even do as we do. He can't even speak quickly. So he's one of those guys who does a podcast is like, hey, yeah, so this guy's got a YouTube channel.
He tries to get girls. And the thing is, his viewers will agree because the type of person who watches that kind of guy for entertainment is that kind of guy.
His brain is so slow. He can't even speak quickly. And I'm trying to watch it.
Guarantees,
I,
Paul.
I got stuff to do, right? I'm a fast guy. If I sit down, I want to just, okay, tell me the information. Insult me, get it over with. So I'm sitting there, and I'm just, and anyway, I looked at this. YouTube. I can't even watch this. It's fucking awful. Like, you need somebody to do a super edit.
I ain't even mad. Of course people like that. You know what? People like that didn't hate us, we're doing something wrong.
It's true. People like that didn't hate us, do something wrong. Yeah. I just thought of a perfect combination.
Oh, shit. No, not the remix. This is a mess. Put us back
on. What do you mean this is a mess? This is how it should be. This is the perfect combination.
Us talking about these guys.
The fat guy and this look, video.
At least the pink unicorn guy's in shape. He's got some muscles.
Listen, this guy is trying to make friends with your children. So if you see him in the park, don't let him anywhere near.
Better watch the fuck out.
He's over-friendly. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, over-friendly. You could tell he's over-friendly.
You really can. So I didn't watch his video. I don't know what he really said, but I'm sure if I did, I'd be unimpressed. I'm sure he didn't say anything funny or anything that's actually intelligent. He just sat there and goes, this guy. Is there any Twinkies left? He ain't got Christina here moving his cam. He ain't got shit.
Then he signed off, jerked off, went to bed alone. That's what he did. Literally. I guarantee it.
So that's that. And then the other thing we have to talk about on this show, because we're running out of time, because we're having too much fun. Other thing we have to talk about is that the War Room's conquering the world.
The War Room is conquering the world. Can we play a few videos?
We can play some videos, but instead, because we're low on time, I'm going to show some pictures. We had four meetings.
Four! One, two, three, four!
Four.
So, five minus one.
Quick maths. So you guys need to realize that there are meetings happening around the globe, from Spain to Las Vegas to Australia to Singapore. There are things happening around the world between men who have been freed from the socially induced incarceration that the Matrix has attempted to enslave your mind with. And you need to be around these men. These are war room soldiers. I'm going to put a few pictures up.
All right.
I've blurred the faces, of course, because we have to protect identities. But
absolutely. These people are doing big things. They don't need geeks. I can handle the fat geeks coming after me.
Yeah,
but I don't want to burden my guys with that when they're busy trying to conquer the world.
Yeah, so we have some really important war room meetings. I could talk about each one. I could talk about what each guy did at each meeting, but we're a bit low on time. I might play one video though, because we had a really good.
Whoa, $200! Thanks, Eric. I guess that's for Joe Exotic.
Yeah, is there anything on the super chat?
Anything you want to say, Eric, or just $200 for no reason? Respect. Thanks, man. Joe Exotic, free Joe Exotic.
Free to Big G, Joe Exotic. So here we go. So we've got war room soldiers here. Maybe someone can recognize the city. We got war room soldiers here. We got war room soldiers here. It's all in 1 week. We got war room soldiers here. We got big things happening. In fact, I'm going to play a video because I'm that guy.
IS7, yeah, we do have that video.
The secrets of Iron Shadows. Now, you don't know what Iron Shadows are, but then you don't know what the White Path is. You don't know what you don't know.
This is the war room of Andrew Tate. We fight. We compete. We fight to win. We compete to win. The War Room of Andrew Tate is the most powerful network of successful up-and-coming men on planet Earth today. We play the game to win. The War Room. Take all. Take everything. Join us. War Room.
The War Room's sick. The War Room is the greatest thing that's ever been created. And I'm not saying that because I created it. As a guy with $100 million, the only thing that still makes me happy in the world is the War Room.
Is being in the War Room, yeah. I wouldn't give up War Room membership for anything.
It's literally like life purpose. People don't understand. People who are outside don't get it. You will never understand. But that's why I created Hate You, so you can make the money to get inside the War Room and your life can change. Escape the Matrix. Here we go. Hustlers University is the best thing I could ever do in my life. We have a lot of guys saying good things about Hate You. Guys, I haven't put up the Telegram, the emergency meeting Telegram. Should I?
No, too many people are trying to join in. Too many people now. Let's start, like, you know where to find us, right? You could find it if you want. Use your brain.
That's true.
And get aside.
We're getting insanely large. You're right.
Yeah, and I'm sick. I don't like this looking like we're trying to advertise.
We don't need you.
I don't give a fuck.
We don't fucking need you. Don't join. I don't want you to have money. If you're too stupid, if you're going to say,
yeah, stay broke.
You know what? I actually get that a lot. I get people message me on Instagram.
Hey, why should I join HU?
Not even that. They're like, hey, bro, I'm about to join the war room. I got a few questions. If you want to sit and waste my time with questions, don't fucking join.
Yeah,
if you
fuck.
Don't trust me, don't join. If you think I'm lying, don't join. If you've
fuck.
Seen all the amazing things we've achieved and the videos we have and the pictures and the places we are around the world, if you don't believe any of that and you want to sit there and question me, don't join. I'm top striker, top G. I don't have to sit there and fucking ask you, answer your questions so that you'll take your fucking peanuts from your pocket like the peasant you are and invest. I don't give a fuck if you join.
This cigar,
the war room exists without you.
This cigar costs more than like five people joining HU. I don't give a fuck.
This all exists Smoke without it away. You. You're either part of it or you're not. There is a track which has been laid by me and Tristan. The tape track. It goes straight to Money Town, and the train is chugging along. You're either going to jump on at the next station or you're going to stand by like a loser and watch it pass you. Oh, bye, train. And
when choo-choo, it's gone, motherfucker.
Trains don't come back, pussy. Don't fucking ask me questions. Shut up. I'm not mad anyone even tried. You can't question me. I'm top G. You can't fucking question me.
Yeah. We don't need you.
Right. Where does this Ethan guy live? Someone find out where he lives.
Who's Ethan?
Just someone find out.
All right. Someone, right. Find out where Ethan lives.
I didn't threaten anyone yet. So anyway, you know how to find me. You know what your assignment is, guys. Let's just make this fun.
All right, fine. Someone find Ethan.
Right. So that's all that. Right. Are we almost done? How long we got left? 8 minutes. About 8 minutes.
About 8 minutes.
I've got another video from Iron Shadow 7 that I'm going to play.
All right. Play it.
I get excited when I watch the promos because I know what happens. So it makes me happy. Right. What's the result of the poll? We firing this bitch or not?
Yes, we're firing her.
We're firing this bitch.
You're fired. Close down the camera.
We're going to fire
her? Put down the camera. But she
look how steady it is.
She's fired. She's a 7.
Yeah, but she...
Maybe. With no makeup, she's probably a lot uglier.
She went golfing with some dude. I don't give a fuck. She's a hoe anyway. I ain't watching her kids. I ain't Scott. I didn't marry her. I'm not a dumbass.
Jesus, someone married her.
He married her and then...
Scott Adams.
He married her and then they had a sexless marriage and then he promoted the vaccine and then she cheated on him. That is his timeline.
What happens when you're Dilbert?
That's the timeline of Scott Adams. And then he sits there and goes, I'm the world's greatest predictor. You didn't predict any of that?
You didn't predict your gold-digging wife leaving you the moment you look like more of a pussy than you already were?
You didn't predict any of that? Wait,
surprise!
Surprise! Someone said to Google Ethan's wife.
Ethan. What is?
No. Hila Klein.
What the?
Wait. Hila Klein.
Jesus.
But he used to be a bit. No, I know the guys can't see my screen right now, but she, like, he used to be quite skinny.
So what? He just got fat. I mean, his wife was always basic. Turbo basic. Oh my God. Seriously. Seriously.
Pow. Mr. Patoon,
you can't even steal that guy's wife because we cannot be seen with a woman of that caliber in the compound in public.
But what if she holds the camera really
steady? You know what? I think we might fire Scott Adams' wife and hire Ethan's wife.
Should we do that?
So this is it. This is his wife. We don't get girls and this is his wife. Let me tell you something. Ethan, I would rather sleep in a bed by myself every night for the rest of my life than marry a woman who looked like that.
That's right, Ethan.
So even if I didn't get girls, I'm doing better than you. That's negative girls. Minus. That's minus girls. Jesus Christ.
Right. So
sort your life out, son.
But you know,
sort your life out.
You know what? Like, Scott, I love the fact that Christina moves my cam while Scott Adams is watching the kids. So what I'm thinking of doing is, Tristan, hear me out.
Okay.
What if I got two moving cams?
Okay. Okay.
And they can both move my
cameras. I don't want this girl in my house.
Bro, Ethan's wife, Scott Adams' wife, both are moving my cameras. And then what I'll do is I'll tandem put them on the same screen because I'm Mr. Producer. And you'll see the two cameras moving from both wives at the same time. Top G, top striker. No one can say shit to me. It's here, right now in your face. And I'm going to put it up. And that's what I'm about to do. I'm Mr. Producer. That's what's happening for the next show. Two steady cams, two wives. Every single time someone annoys me and I take their wife, we add another steady cam to set up until it just gets ridiculously large to the point we can no longer get in the room. And they have to have 50 little boxes of moving cameras and no one understands what's going on.
We can label them.
And we can label them. And I can just sit there and just talk about everyone's wives that I own as they steadily move the cameras before we go to my bedroom for a steady hand job. Super steady.
She looks like, and full respect to my girl out there, Caitlyn Jenner. She doesn't look like Caitlyn Jenner. She looks like straight up Bruce from the 1970s.
And not Bruce Wayne.
No. Bruce Jenner. Jeez, that's his wife?
That's his wife.
We don't get girls. That's his
one
wife?
Other guy we always talk about. Who's the guy who puts the dildos up his bum and talks about being really important and thinks he's in charge?
Well, this guy probably does do that.
No, also. Of course he does this, but it's a different guy. And then he's what's his name?
The bum dildo man.
The one who fucks college boys.
Oh, Big Bad Beard 69, I believe.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I watched him on Chatterbait.
And he shilled the vax as well. Why is it is everyone who shilled the vax, everyone who was promoting the, I shouldn't say that word, everyone who was promoting the fucking thing,
the thing
ends up with stuff up their bum. Why? What, are they connected?
No, you forgot. You're saying who put stuff up their bum. Everyone say True Jordy.
Oh, yeah, there's him as well.
True Jordy.
Why put is stuff up his doing bum. This?
Why? What is it with you people?
True Jordy wife.
True Jordy wife? Yeah, let's go. Oh, my God. All right, let's see.
He makes the best shows, Mr. Producer.
Right. True Jordy's host.
Right, so we're going to get her. So I need three moving cameras so I can do... That's it. So that's what we ought to do. So we got a lot of work to do before the next...
Can you get this woman away from me on the screen? I don't even like her close in this respect. Right. This is upsetting.
That's fair. I'll
the women I surround myself with... I'll leave the fucking show.
You're not gonna leave.
I'll leave the show.
You'd never leave.
I'm leaving the fuck.
You're not gonna leave. That unicorn guy is a G. You can't leave the G. He's G of the week. You can't leave G of the week. Tristan, he's G of the week. You can't just leave. You gotta leave him hanging. T.